All right, can we just quit? Can we quit? You're hurting me, Shannon. Quit with the chat room. It's killing me. It's Monday. Come on. Sports Talk with Corey Clark. We're here. I'm here. Whatever. We'll talk about it. Don't worry. I put together that quick 3-minute clip to begin the show. Sports Talk with Corey Clark, a weekend roundup. The best interviews, the best highlights, the Pete Alonso record-breaking home run, even though he had juiced balls and Aaron Judge didn't in 2017. I don't care. I really don't. I don't appreciate the slideshow. It's fine, though. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. It's fine. You can join it. You can see the slideshow they put on. 7 reasons Saint beats the Cowboys. I'll tell you one reason. It wasn't because your offense, because you did diddly swat just like ours. Well, that's a little rude. The Saint is stabbing the star. That hurts my heart. Like, I literally have a heart right there, and that hurt. Oh, whatever. I'm not even going to delete it, because you know what? I don't care. And Cesare, I don't know what you're laughing about. Because I'm beating... Oh, man. Oh, man. Come on. Where's that New Jersey team Pollock's at in fantasy football? At least I can brag about something. I'm winning 142-68. I'm undefeated. I don't lose in that. Here he's shuffling my papers. We got a show to do. You can hear me talk crap in a little bit. Because we're going to start it off. I got a whole page. You hear that? That's my paper. I got a whole page for it. Sports Talk with Corey Clark. Crusade Channel. Last live radio station standing. We'll start off with Cowboys Saints. NFL Week 4 storylines. There is a lot of them. Only 3 home teams won in Week 4, which is pretty nuts. A lot of injuries took place, including the Bears' starting quarterback. Minshew mania continues. Kyler Murray still doesn't have a win. Kyle Allen, like I predicted, will take that job. We're going to do Smash Mouth. I know Mike Church talked about it today on his show. Every Friday, people, 3:45 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to have a 5-minute bed just playing. And I'm just going to have how we're going to have the lines full here on the Crusade Channel at 844-527-8723. That starts every Friday, once a Friday. This Friday, I'm going to play you at the end. And Brian K., that's what I'm talking about. And here comes the Eagles fan. Hey, Tom, we're still first place in the division. No big deal. But we're going to play at the end the Smash Mouth 2-minute bit. I'm going to give you an example of what it actually is. Well, if we have time, we'll talk LSU, MLB playoffs. California signed a bill that's not going to make the NCAA happy. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in here getting taken. So Cowboys and Saints last night. Let me do it. I'll give credit where credit is due. Because I am a man, all right? I'm a man. The Cowboys are 3-1. I'm not going to freak out. The Saints defense came to play. Okay? They did. What didn't come to play was the Saints offense, the Cowboys offense. It's seriously, if you don't like defense, it was a fest. But here's why I'm not mad. I'm not going to sit here and be a Saints fan, and I'm not going to blame the officials for a loss, okay? Even though, by the way, Ezekiel Elliott didn't fumble. His knee was down. It's fine, though. Here's my problem with how everything went down last night from the Cowboys' standpoint. The Cowboys' defense played their behind off. They forced four field goals from the New Orleans Saints. They forced Kamara to less than 100 total yards. If you told me on Friday during our show, hey, Corey, the Saints will score just four field goals, not a single touchdown, you'll have an interception, which, by the way, was a great pick, I would have expected us to win by 20. I'm not going to lie to you. 100% wouldn't have lied to you. But here's the issue, and I read something today that I really hope's true. They expect to see the Saints in the playoffs, which I know the Saints will make the playoffs. The Cowboys will make the playoffs. What got to me was I feel like they went away from the offensive play calling and the genius Kellen Moore and ran a little bit of a Scott Linehan molded offense again because they knew they'd see this team again. It didn't want to put anything on film that they would do against the Saints. And they thought because they had Teddy Bridgewater that the Cowboys could at least put up more than 12 points. The Cowboys beat the Saints a year ago 13-10. And we lose 12-10 this time. As fun as it is, two great games. It's a rivalry. Because Saints fans used to be Cowboys fans before the Saints were an organization. This should not have happened this way. I was sweating. I was mad. I was screaming. The Cowboys barely ran any pre-snap motion like they have all season long. I don't care if you say, well, the Cowboys played the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. That has nothing to do with the execution part. It has everything to do with the play calling. They didn't run any motion. They didn't use play action as much. The numbers prove it. They didn't run outside the tackles. They thought it'd be a good idea to force Zeke into Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, and Connor Williams, the guard and centers, behind. Just force it. Like that was going to work. It doesn't work. I don't care if Walter Payton, Emmett Smith is back there. They kept running on first down. And when they didn't, they scored a touchdown in the second half. Hey, it's first down, first and 10. We might as well run the ball because we have the highest paid running back in the league. That's not how it works.